Nolte, more layoffs hit far-left Axios. By John Nolte on March 17, 2026. By my count, over about 18 months, the far-left Axios has laid off 90 employees. Back in August of 2024, Axios let 50 staffers go. Then, in late 2025, 19 more were laid off. On Tuesday, Axios announced 11 more job cuts. What's funny is that with the news of the layoffs, it's always the same Orwellian spin from these losers. Something about how these layoffs prove Axios is growing and moving towards the future. After 50 were axed, Axios said, "Yes, we'll grow revenue and audience year over year. But we need to stay steps ahead of changes unfolding across American media." Yeah, okay. After 19 were cut, Axios said, "This is a difficult, but necessary, move to meet our evolving tech strategy. Whatever. And today it's we're making some difficult changes to build a newsroom of the future. We're saying goodbye to 11 colleagues as this newsroom evolution continues. But we're continuing to hire and grow, and seeing a growing hunger for what sets Axios apart." Well, one thing that doesn't set Axios apart from the rest of the far-left media is one round of layoffs after another. Axios publisher Nicholas Johnston admitted that Axios is looking to replace human beings with AI. "We're starting to see how AI can help us automate some tasks to focus humans on our most consequential work." Then comes the spin, "This all remains driven by what I've been saying all along. We'll focus our energies on where human journalists can win." From where I sit, Axios is not even a tiny part of the political conversation anymore. And when it is over some piece of bias or crybabying or flat-out fake news like this or this or this. Or something objectively reprehensible like this. And let us never forget this beauty. Axios is one of those dumb outfits specifically created to make dumb people feel smart. All that patronizing why it matters nonsense. Zoom in, those 50 layoffs back in August of 2024 represented 10% of the staff. Behind the scenes, that means that over the last 18 or so months, Axios has laid off about 20% of its staff. Why it matters, don't ask me. Who freaking cares? Driving the news, Axios has never driven the news. Between the lines, Axios sucks. Go deeper, I've stepped in puddles deeper than Axios.